Agrégation interne d'anglais. Épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an audio recording twice. After you have heard the recording each time, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your notes and prepare your account of it in English. Here is the recording for the first time.
Now up first, are you able to bounce out of bed in the morning and greet the sunrise, you lucky thing? Or are you more like me and face an uphill struggle to force yourself out of bed and into the land of the living? Well, it turns out that whether you're a morning-loving lark or a darkness-craving night owl can have very far-reaching effects. By studying data from over 500,000 individuals, researchers at the University of Bristol have found that women who are morning people have a much lower risk of breast cancer than those who aren't. But why? Talking to Adam Murphy, Rebecca Richmond.
So of interest to our particular study was looking at sleep characteristics in relation to breast cancer risk. And we looked at three specific sleep traits of interest. So one of those was an individual's preference to be a morning or an evening person. A second one was we asked individuals about how many hours of sleep they were getting each night. And finally, a question also asked about insomnia risk. So that's difficulty getting to sleep or waking up in the night. In these two large studies, we looked at these questions and we also looked at genetic variants which are associated with these various sleep traits and looked at the contribution of these towards risk of breast cancer. What we found was individuals reporting to have a preference towards the morning were actually protected against risk of breast cancer.
How much were they protected by?
In terms of looking at the extremes, so definite morning people versus definite evening people, there we actually showed a 40% reduction in risk of breast cancer.
That's a fairly massive reduction for something as taken for granted as sleep.
Yeah, so it's quite interesting findings. I suppose we have to also put this in some context in terms of actually looking at absolute risk. So these 40% estimates are relative estimates. In terms of a bigger perspective, we know that 1 in 7 women will develop breast cancer at some stage during their lives. So it's really important to recognise that although sleep may be one potential modifiable risk factor, actually there are some other very important risk factors which we know about. So it's very important to, for example, maintain a healthy weight, to not smoke, and to drink in moderation.
That is the end of the recording for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
Now up first, are you able to bounce out of bed in the morning and greet the sunrise, you lucky thing? Or are you more like me and face an uphill struggle to force yourself out of bed and into the land of the living? Well, it turns out that whether you're a morning-loving lark or a darkness-craving night owl can have very far-reaching effects. By studying data from over 500,000 individuals, researchers at the University of Bristol have found that women who are morning people have a much lower risk of breast cancer than those who aren't. But why? Talking to Adam Murphy, Rebecca Richmond.
So of interest to our particular study was looking at sleep characteristics in relation to breast cancer risk. And we looked at three specific sleep traits of interest. So one of those was an individual's preference to be a morning or an evening person. A second one was we asked individuals about how many hours of sleep they were getting each night. And finally, a question also asked about insomnia risk. So that's difficulty getting to sleep or waking up in the night. In these two large studies, we looked at these questions and we also looked at genetic variants, which are associated with these various sleep traits, and looked at the contribution of these towards risk of breast cancer. What we found was individuals reporting to have a preference towards the morning were actually protected against risk of breast cancer.
How much were they protected by?
In terms of looking at the extremes, so definite morning people versus definite evening people, there we actually showed a 40% reduction in risk of breast cancer.
That's a fairly massive reduction for something as taken for granted as sleep.
Yeah, so it's quite interesting findings. I suppose we have to also put this in some context in terms of actually looking at absolute risk. So these 40% estimates are relative estimates. In terms of a bigger perspective, we know that 1 in 7 women will develop breast cancer at some stage during their lives. So it's really important to recognise that although sleep may be one potential modifiable risk factor, actually there are some other very important risk factors which we know about. So it's very important to, for example, maintain a healthy weight, to not smoke, and to drink in moderation.
That is the end of the recording. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account. That minute is now up, and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.